bunch of hot air.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The natural gas feud between Russia and Ukraine is making for an even colder European continent. Deliveries of supplies is nearly ground to a halt. Fuel shortages are being reported at a time of frigid temperatures. Stephen Beard joins us from London this morning. Stephen, I guess the question for us here in the United States is, will this affect our supply, the price we pay here?
It seems very unlikely. The U.S. gets the vast bulk of its natural gas from its own territory and from Canada. Only a tiny fraction is imported in liquefied form from abroad.
This has been quite a back and forth, Stephen. The Russians and the Ukrainians have been blaming one another for stopping the flow of gas to Europe. Who's telling the truth here?
It's impossible to say. What we do know is that on January the 1st, the Russians cut off supplies to Ukraine. But what's been happening since then really is a matter of claim and counterclaim. The Ukrainians say the Russians have turned off the tap for all gas crossing Ukraine. The Russians, however, say, no, it's the Ukrainians who have turned off the taps in an attempt to drag the European Union into the dispute.
And Europe gets a lot of its natural gas from Russia, most of it through Ukraine. What are they saying about this crisis?
They are very mad. The European Commission says this is completely unacceptable. Russian and Ukrainian officials are going to meet in Moscow tomorrow, and EU officials will be going along in an attempt to really get both sides to resolve the dispute.
You know, this has been a big deal in Europe, the cheap natural gas coming from Russia. How do you think this dispute is going to affect getting natural gas into Europe in the future?
Well, there's been huge interest here in recent years in diversifying away from Russia, drawing more heavily on Norway, for example, and the Netherlands, both seen as more reliable suppliers of natural gas, and also developing liquefied natural gas supplies too. But the trouble is, Russia is the Saudi Arabia of natural gas. It has more than a third of the world's reserves. Europe doesn't really have much of an alternative. It does, for the foreseeable future, have to rely on the Russians.
Stephen Beard joining us from London. Stephen, thank you.
Okay, Steve.
In trading this morning, European markets are mixed. Paris is up ever so slightly. London and Frankfurt are down. Asian markets were mixed as well. Here at home, the Dow is back above 9,000. It gained more than 0.5% yesterday. NASDAQ and S&P 500 shares rose as well. So the price of a song at the iTunes store is about to go down and up. As part of its new variable pricing structure, Apple says starting in April, older songs will go for 69 cents each, but bigger hits or newer songs will set you back $1.29, something in between, 99 cents. Of course, we'd like to meet the person who determines which song is hot and which song is not.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant-making, employee giving, and volunteerism. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at medtronic.com. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
I guess it goes without saying that the state of American business isn't very good. But today, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce will issue a report on it anyway. Business owners say a little stimulus help will go a long way. Here's Marketplace's John Dimsdale.
The chamber wants 8 business tax reductions and accounting changes in the economic stimulus package. Those include lower taxes on earnings from abroad, faster depreciation of new investments, and cutting corporate capital gains taxes from 35 to 15%. Bruce Joston is the chamber's executive vice president.
To generate economic activity, to spur investment, to help retain and create jobs, and importantly, to help generate federal tax revenues, another idea we've put on the table for Congress to consider.
But Robertson Williams at the Tax Policy Center wonders whether businesses are just trying to profit from the government rescue.
The stimulus bill provides a vehicle for getting those benefits. The question is whether we can force them into forms that will have a positive effect and not just be a giveaway to the recipient firms.
Without tax relief, the chamber says businesses won't have the money to grow the economy. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Of course, a lot of people want a piece of that stimulus pie, and with President-elect Obama's focus on the nation's infrastructure, some are challenging the not-so-green thinking. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sarah Gardner reports.
State transportation officials have identified 5,000 projects they want funded. They say they could all start within 6 months and put several million Americans to work. Tony Dorsey is with the American Association of State Highway and Transportation Officials. He says this kind of spending will create all sorts of jobs.
Not only boots on the ground at the construction site, but you're talking about white-collar jobs, engineering jobs, jobs in the architectural field. We're talking about jobs in steel plants and in concrete facilities.
But environmentalists and smart growth advocates say the wish list puts too much emphasis on highways and not enough on mass transit. They argue new roads especially just encourage more gas-guzzling pollution and sprawl. David Goldberg is with the nonprofit Transportation for America.
They're projects that have been in the pipeline for a while from a time when gas was cheap, when we were seeing a growth in driving every year. And it doesn't make sense to build them as though it were 1950.
States generally control how their federal transportation dollars are spent, but Colin Pappard at Friends of the Earth says his group is pushing for a mechanism in the stimulus bill that would screen projects to make sure the money is spent quickly and well.
And by well, I mean spent on projects that are going to reduce our use of oil and reduce our global warming emissions.
Pappard's group is reinforcing its rhetoric with online ads this week, urging Congress to ban new highway construction from the stimulus bill. The ads are headlined Road to Nowhere, but Tony Dorsey says critics are losing sight of the stimulus plan's main goal.
When you talk about green right now, the kind of green that most concerns our American worker is the kind that's going to pay the mortgage.
But transportation officials won't get everything they'd like. Their list costs $64 billion. Right now, the Obama team proposes only $25 billion for infrastructure, including school repairs. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
Hey, share your thoughts with us at marketplace.org. Thanks for being here this morning in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.